The strain was detected in wild birds collected from Dane, Columbia, Grant, Milwaukee, and Polk counties. A lab with the U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed the virus this week in half a dozen birds, including raptors and waterfowl. DNR wildlife vet Lindsay Long says they've increased monitoring of those birds.
We've seen some mortalities associated with it in those species, and we've also seen mortalities associated with the birds that consume those birds.
Long says they're asking people to notify the DNR if they see those birds showing signs of tremors, swimming or flying in circles, or holding their heads in an unusual position. She says songbirds aren't typically exposed to the virus, but Long advised people to remove any bird feeders in areas where waterfowl may interact with them. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.